This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Officials with New Mexico's largest healthcare providers say a recent decrease in statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations is not enough to ease up on mask wearing or other measures aimed at curbing spread. Hospital administrators provided an update during a briefing today. The number of people hospitalized in New Mexico due to the virus was just over 640 today, slightly higher than the day before, but still one of the lowest levels in months. But the hospital officials described the decrease as more of a plateau, saying modeling suggests they could continue to see increases through February. In northwestern New Mexico, officials said coronavirus-related hospitalizations have not let up. Another challenge has been balancing demands on the healthcare workforce, which is dealing with COVID-19 duty, a seasonal surge of other illnesses, and the need to ramp up vaccination efforts. Hospitals usually receive their vaccine allocations at the beginning of the week, with little advance notice of exactly how many doses they will be getting. That makes planning difficult. Still, New Mexico has among one of the highest vaccination rates in the U.S., having administered more than 143,000 doses so far. The state has confirmed nearly 165,000 COVID-19 infections since the pandemic began, while deaths are approaching the 3,000 mark. That includes a Dona Ana County woman in her 30s who is among the 20 additional deaths reported today. A New Mexico County official who runs the group Cowboys for Trump and was arrested in connection with the riot at the U.S. Capitol is facing calls to resign. Otero County Commissioners Gerald Matherly and Vicki Markhart demanded in a statement today that fellow District Commissioner Coy Griffin step down immediately. They say his arrest Sunday by the FBI is a culmination of an endless series of investigations and lawsuits stemming from his promotion of Cowboys for Trump. He did not immediately respond to a text message seeking comment. According to court documents, Griffin told investigators he never entered the building and instead remained on the U.S. Capitol steps. A video posted to Griffin's personal Facebook page shows Griffin in the restricted areas, according to the affidavit. New Mexico lawmakers confronted daunting challenges as they began a 60-day session today amid an unrelenting coronavirus pandemic and concerns of violence at a statehouse guarded by troops and encircled by fencing, barricades, and mobile security cameras. Proposals aimed at reviving the economy and rebooting classroom learning are at the top of the agenda for lawmakers in the Democratic-led legislature. Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is pushing for a budget deal that would increase state spending on pandemic relief, education, and health care. The House came into session with calls in English and Spanish of present on the floor and presente. Most Democrats tuned in via video conference from their offices, and most Republicans stood on the House floor. In the Senate, legislators in face masks exchanged elbow bumps and sat down between plexiglass barriers meant to reduce the risk of the virus spreading. The rotunda and hallways of the legislature, ordinarily buzzing with lobbyists, school groups, and jewelry vendors, were eerily empty and quiet. Outside, there were no indications of protest amid warnings from federal authorities of possible insurrection attempts at state houses. This is KUNM.